Hello, Pennsylvania. First time I broadcast in three different stations here in Pennsylvania. I'm Bob Parker. I'm with a company called Health Markets, which is a health insurance company. I help you with health insurance and Medicare insurance. And every week, 3 years now, up in Northeast PA, I've been talking about this, and a lot of people seem to find it interesting. So that's why we're going to three stations. And we can help you wherever you are here in Northeast PA. Just so you know something about me, I'm actually 75 years young. Yep, 75 and starting a three-station program now. This is hard to comprehend. But I've been taking my Wheaties and eating my Wheaties and taking my one-a-day vitamins, and I'm a pretty healthy guy for my young age. So what I do on a regular basis is I have an office here in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Actually, Wilkes-Barre Township. If you ever get up here to Wilkes-Barre Township, you can look for a giant cow up here. What does a giant cow have to do with health insurance? Well, actually, station our office, or our store, if you want to call it that, next to a giant cow that's been here since 1960. If you go to put in the internet, Google, say, I want to see a picture of giant cow in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. You'll see a picture of a giant cow there. Now, you can also see a picture of the giant cow at my website, which is bobparkerhealth.com. That's my wife and myself on that website. And we're also going to, besides this show here on the radio, you'll also be able to hear repeats of it on that station, on that website. I make mistakes once in a while, but, you know, I'm a young guy. I don't have that, as much of the Joe Biden disease as Joe seems to have, but I do get things wrong every once in a while. The goal here is to make sure you understand what's happening in health insurance and Medicare insurance. Now, when I started in this silly industry, oh boy, 33 years ago, that's astounding, but it's true. What I did was I went to work for a company called Combined Insurance. And in those days, there was no internet, so I had to go to a hotel and learn about it for a couple of weeks and then take my test and get my license. But life has changed as time goes on. It's a funny thing how life changes that way. Now everything's on the blessed internet. I tell people on a regular basis, you know, it used to be you could steal two ways. Number one, you could become a politician. Or number two, you could stick a gun in your face. Now we've got the internet to steal from us. But the truth is, there's a lot of good stuff on the internet. And I think my website, Bob Parker Health, is going to have a little extra good stuff there. Because what you need to understand is this year on Medicare, this is the first week of Medicare annual enrollment period. The annual enrollment period technically starts October 1st every blessed year and ends December 7th. But an insurance agent can't really write you up technically and legally until October 15th. So what we try to do here is explain how the system works and what's going on. You know, for a long time, one party has sworn and screamed and hollered saying that there's another company, that other terrible party is going to take your Medicare away from you. It was actually started in 1939 when Social Security started. And that's when they started yelling, saying the other party was going to take your Social Security away from you. But guess what? It never happened. And it's not going to happen. But what's happened this year for the first time is the existing party in power has taken money away from Medicare. So a whole lot of changes are happening in Medicare Advantage. It's astounding how many changes are happening. A whole lot of plans out there were always zero premium. And this year, a whole lot of plans have got premiums on them. But a couple of them are really great with a little bit of premium on them. Now, every area's got a little bit different section of plans. So I can't tell you about what's happening in Pittsburgh the same as that happens in Philadelphia, because every area has different companies helping you there. What I do is I can try to give you general broad outlines. If you call me at 570-606-3236, I'll be able to direct you either on the phone or on a Zoom call, or maybe I might be able to help get an agent locally to help you. I help people in all of Eastern Pennsylvania down to Philadelphia, but Western Pennsylvania and Central Pennsylvania, I sometimes help in Central, but I don't get out to Pittsburgh much, but I do get into Ohio because I've got a daughter living in Akron, Ohio. She's 33 years old now, and she has a 3.5-year-old daughter who's just the light of my life. She calls on the phone and doesn't talk very well, but talks a whole lot. That little girl talks your ear off. Anyway, I've been 75. I was first involved in I became a Fuller Brush man, is how I got involved in selling, when I was 18 years old. There was no internet in those days. And what I did is I saw an ad in the paper. I was working in a factory in Cheswold, Delaware. Yep, Delaware. And I was making $1 an hour in 1967. It might have been $1.25, but I know that year I think the minimum wage went up to $1.45. But I saw an ad in the paper said, make $3 to $4 an hour. Well, think about that. In today's world, that's $30 or $40 an hour. You'll hear me repeat this on a regular basis on the radio here. But the truth is, I learned how to become a salesman, how to talk to people and convince people to do things by selling for the Fuller Brush Company. the old Fuller Brush Company. The wives used to be home because they didn't have to, you have to have two incomes to make a living like we have to have today. So I would sell. There was no Walmart. There was no internet. There was no Kmart. There was no shopping malls. They were all downtown stores and small shopping centers. That was back in 1967. And I wanted to become an insurance agent right away because I heard about what's called residual income. If I help you get a policy, whether it's a Medicare plan or a plan if you're pre-65 and you actually have to get a plan on the penny marketplace and help you get money, I help you that get that done too. I am actually agent 706-4461. I asked for 007, but they didn't give it to me. Yeah, it's supposed to be a joke. Anyway, what I help you do now is a whole lot different than when I started because I used to collect cash from customers in Philadelphia, Chester, and Wilmington, Delaware. And I turn it in on Saturdays and they pay me a commission on that. Well, everything's on the blessed internet now. And when I got involved, say, as a Fuller Brush man, I wanted to become an agent right away in insurance. But my dad said, you can't do that. It's a terrible job. So I got married at 21. My wife was expecting a baby. In those days, when that happened, you actually married the lady. We had to elope to Elkton, Maryland. And we did that, and we lived very happily for a long time until I was 38 years old. Between the age of 38 and 40, I was very successful. Well, between the 20s and 30s, I was a very successful toilet paper salesman. But it was a crappy business. Yeah, that's supposed to make you smile, too. Anyway, I got very sick, and I got my only long time in a hospital. I spent 6 weeks in what was then called Wilmington Medical Center, now called Christiana Hospital. So what happens on these situations is that I ended up going from illness to bankruptcy to divorce in a year and a half. These are all personal stories. I'll tell stories about other people, but I won't tell their names. And these are personal stories about me and about my family. So, my first marriage, I had two children. One of them is now 53 years old, I believe, pretty sure. She barely got out of high school, but now she has three master's degrees and a doctorate. She writes textbooks. You know you're old, by the way, when you got a child that's retired from the Air Force. So, anyway, married a second woman who couldn't have any babies. That's what three different doctors have said. She'd been married 9 years. I married at the age of 40. She had a baby at 41 and died at 44. So then I had to raise a little girl on my own. Anyway, going backwards on insurance though, by the way. So I went from illness to bankruptcy. So I finally became an insurance agent about the age of 42. And that was in Delaware and in Pennsylvania too. But I was living in Delaware at the time. So my daughter, you girls have a really bad habit. You'll hear me say this joke regularly. It's called puberty. So my little daughter named Robin starts growing up. And I'm worrying about that terrible thing called puberty. And I call this is a Christian story, by the way. I call an old girlfriend who I'd talk to 10 or 12 times a year and see her once a year maybe. She lived in Oakville, Ontario. Her name is Margie, short for Margaret. And I read to her from the Song of Songs in the Bible. If you don't know that book in the Bible, it's about love and physical entertainment of the one you love. She hung up the phone and called me a Jesus freak. That's the true story. And then we didn't talk. I said we talked 10 or 12 times a year, but then all of a sudden we didn't talk at all for 26 months. That's what it was. But 24 months later, she became a born-again Christian herself, as I am. I became that when I was 42. And then the Holy Spirit starts bugging me. Why don't you call Margie? Why don't you call Margie? So I finally called Margie, and we set up a date. I drove from Rehoboth, Delaware, up to Albany, New York. She came down from Toronto. I left the United States of America and married her 3 months later. That was really something special as far as I was concerned because, I mean, this woman was the light of my life. I loved her from the first moment I saw her, but I couldn't touch her. I never held her hand or anything. In fact, she's sure I was a total jerk for the longest time. So she gets down here from Canada. This is another health story. I told you I went from illness to bankruptcy, divorce. The third health story. The second wife, by the way, died, and her health coverage was taken care of by the Army, as she was former military. So the third story here has to do with this lady named Margie, who's now an agent with me. But when she got here from Canada, she picked up a franchise for Home Depot Home Services house painting. And she went from one employee to nine. She had six stores she was taking care of. She was bringing in 25 times more money than I was bringing in. I would help her with payroll and I'd help do some quotes every once in a while. But I was still trying to make a living in the insurance business. So what happens is she falls and breaks both of her heels at the same time. What does that have to do with me selling health insurance today or Medicare insurance? It has to do with the fact that this is before the Affordable Care Act, we had a $20,000 deductible. $20,000 is incomprehensible in today's world, but we owed a lot of money and we had a supplemental coverage plan which paid us enough money to keep me going. And I had to learn how to sell a lot more insurance a lot faster because she was in the hospital for 3 weeks in a wheelchair for 6 months. As time went on, she left. She didn't get back in the painting business. She went to work in a sales business for Travelocity, which now is part of another company. And then she moved forward and realized that my business was doing pretty well and finally became an insurance agent. So she and I worked together at 570-606-3236. You can call me from anywhere in Philadelphia or in Pittsburgh or in Allentown or anywhere in Pennsylvania, and we'll help you with health insurance. I also am licensed in New Jersey and Ohio. Now this radio show, I'm going to narrow back down here to the radio show for a minute, because the next couple of minutes, in about a 14-minute segment, I'm going to talk about health for 4 minutes. I'm going to do this every 14 minutes. We'll talk about health and Medicare insurance for about 14 minutes, then we'll talk about health for 4 minutes. If and when I ever get any sponsors on this show, I'll let their commercials go in that four-minute time also. But I'll still talk about health every week. Health is really important, and this week we're going to talk mostly about weight loss. But let's get to that in a minute. Going back where we're talking about. Now, I also, besides Medicare, I also do the penny marketplace. I've been doing penny marketplace since it was around, and before that, I did the federal marketplace. And I help people that are not on Medicare not only get health insurance from a large variety of companies, but also get money from the government to pay part of their premium. That subsidy from the federal government, that's from the federal government, even though it's a penny marketplace, comes from the IRS. And when you do your taxes the next year, if you say you're going to make $20,000, you make $30,000, you get an extra, you have to pay some back. But if you say you make $20,000, you actually make $10,000, you have to pay something extra to the government when you do your taxes. So it gets to be a bit of a hassle and a headache, but it's a true headache that's worthwhile because you can cut your prices substantially. The prices for health insurance for pre-65ers are so high nowadays, it's absurd. And I have a number of customers that are paying retail price, but thank the Lord, not a whole lot of them are, because it's incomprehensible. And I get paid, by the way, the same for those plans if you're paying $2,000 as if you're paying zero. And I have a number of customers that are pre-65 that are paying zero for their health insurance. So what goes on here on this radio show is we're going to talk about health and health insurance and Medicare insurance and a little family history here. Around Christmas time, you'll hear some Christmas music mixed in here. But let's get into some health stories real quick. I mentioned a minute ago that we're going to talk about weight loss. Now, everyone knows that a whole lot of subject is going on lately about health insurance is that we have these shots that you can take that are extremely expensive, and they're really made originally just for diabetics, but they work very effectively for weight loss also. But I have managed myself to actually lose a fair amount of weight lately. I had been to a high recently, last year or so, of about 230. I used to be 5'10", so I think about 5'9 now. And what happens is I stopped eating any sugar. I still eat some once in a while, but compared to what I used to eat, I used to sit down and eat an entire box of cookies regularly. So I cut the sugar dramatically, and that's helped me lose a whole lot of weight. So the second thing I did was I actually started drinking green tea. Although I still drink coffee, I love coffee. I am addicted to coffee, but I drink green tea during the day now rather than coffee because it actually helps you lose weight. Green tea, yes, and I don't put any sugar in it. I drink it black or green or whatever color you call it. It works very effectively to help me quite a bit. I also make sure, now remember, I'm 75 years young, and I try to walk, if I'm successful every day, I try to walk 10,000 steps. Now, I'm not always successful, but I try my hardest. Now, if you really want to walk extra and do some really extra exercise, walk up and down the steps regularly. If you got steps in your house or an office building, go up and down those steps 10 or 12 or 15 or 20 times a day. You'd be amazed at how much it'll burn off fat. Now, I'm not talking about saying that those super expensive drugs are bad, but there are some studies. There was recently a study in the American Medical Association publication saying that some people that are taking those super expensive drugs by shot are losing their sight. Yes. But that's in the, I don't repeat these stories from me. I'm talking about stories that you can find on the internet in publication. If you want more information on that, I can send it to you. So you have to really be careful about this weight loss situation. But if you cut the sugar dramatically, and then you turn around and you get yourself in a position to do a little more exercise and drink some green tea every day regularly, you might be surprised at what you're able to get done. It's very effective. It's been effective for me anyway. So what I would suggest you do is try that. And I tend to use organic green tea. It doesn't mean you have to use organic green tea. But green tea is much better than black tea. And it's also about a third the number of caffeine, the amount of caffeine as coffee does. So we're going to get back into health insurance again. So what's happened in this last year, as you've heard me mention earlier, is the government's taken a lot of money away from the Medicare Advantage plan, so lots of things have changed. But there's still a large number of companies out there that have some awesome benefits. Now, last year I got involved, I'm a Medicare enrollee myself, and I got into a plan which was, because I haven't been in the hospital, but you know, at my age, I have lost most of my high school friends to heart attacks, strokes, and cancer. And you have to worry about that. Although I don't worry because I'm a fairly dedicated Christian. I know the Lord will take care of me, whichever I'm doing, as long as I'm trying to follow His will. But with Medicare, the big expensive thing you have to worry about in Medicare is what happens if you go in the hospital. Now, there's a limited number of companies that sell these Medicare Advantage plans. Even so, you see a million commercials for those Medicare Advantage plans. But there's several hundred insurance companies around the country that sell Medigap plans, also called Medicare supplement plans. Now, some people will say, don't you ever get one of those Medicare Advantage plans. They're the worst things ever because you're going to have to pay five arms and four legs if you get sick. Well, that's not necessarily the case. There are plans available still, even though the government's changed a lot of things, where you have the same price in-network and out-of-network. The networks are really, really important, so you've got to remember that. This is a critical factor that you've got to keep in mind all the time. And you don't want to be in a situation where you're out of network if you have a plan that gives you a lot higher costs out of network. So if you're interested in hearing more about this, you can call me directly at 570-606-3236 or go to bobparkerhealth.com and fill some information out on there, and I'll get back to you. Or my office manager, Pat Turner, will get back to you, or my wife, or possibly another agent will get back to you. Our goal here is to help you get a plan that's going to function for you. Now, as I mentioned, there's hundreds of companies that sell Medigap plans. And what do you think they say about those six or seven companies that sell supplement advantage plans? They say they're terrible. But like the plan I'm on right now, if I end up in the hospital this year till December 31st, if I stay in a day, a week, a month, or a year, it's going to cost $325. That's not per day, but per stay. Now, if you just have original Medicare without a supplement or an advantage plan, you're going to have to pay $1,600. That's for 2024. I don't know what 2025 is yet. The truth is that there are some expenses you have to pay if you have an advantage plan, but you can also get supplemental coverage to an advantage plan. Now, let's go back and talk about the Medigap plans again. Now, if you're as old as me, you can get what's called an F plan. But if you're not as old as me, you can't get that. But you can get a G plan. A plan F, a supplement plan, is starting now somewhere between $150 and $170 to $200, depending on where you are and what your age is. Now, it depends if you're a male, that is. Now, women are a little cheaper than men. But that's going to pay 100% of your bills except for the first $260 for 2024. And then all of your bills are going to be covered. Now remember, your doctors and hospitals mess this thing up on a regular basis. So don't be surprised if you get a bill higher than that because they aren't perfect. They make mistakes. And that's half of my job, not just helping you enroll in a policy, but also helping you if you get billed incorrectly. Now, there's ways of appealing. I was talking to several people almost every day about appealing what are being charged. I guess I talked about two different appeals today, but on the Medigap plans, what happens is you simply pay the premium, but you don't have dental or vision involved. Now, if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you almost always have dental and vision involved. And every company has a different, in every area, has a different amount of dental coverage that covers. And it could cover anywhere from 20% to 100%, depending on the plan you get and what you're getting done. Now, I am probably going to change to a plan this year that instead of having $1,000 worth of dental coverage, actually has $4,000 worth of dental coverage. And it's going to cost me, instead of zero, it's going to cost me $9 a month. Well, I think it's worth the difference myself. Something else I'm also going to get, now the plan I have right now, I have a Flex card, which gives me $450 I can use for dental, vision, or hearing. And I'm going to use, I'm not going to have that from that same company this coming year. I'm probably going to have a plan that'll give me money for a Flex card for dental, vision, or hearing, but also will give me money for over-the-counter benefits. What's an over-the-counter benefit, you ask? Well, a whole lot of MedAdvantage plans give you over-the-counter benefits. And by the way, these plans, remember what I told you, depends on where you're getting and what your age is and where you live. But many people are paying a couple hundred bucks a month for a supplement plan. Now, my brother lives in Delaware. Remember, I was from Delaware, I told you originally. I went to the University of Delaware. And when I went to college, the premium was $15 a credit hour. That's how old I am. What is it, several thousand bucks an hour now. But I found was my brother was up to about $400 a month on top of what the government charges. Now, this year in 2024, if you're making less than $120,000 a year as an individual and about twice that as a couple, you have to pay $174.70 a month to the government for Part B. Part A covers your hospitalization with a $1,600 deductible. Part B covers your outpatient services. Now, outpatient services are a whole different game because they pay 80%, you pay 20%. But if you have a supplement plan, all those are covered after the first $260. Now, if you have an Advantage plan, you're going to have co-payments, but there's no deductible. I say a lot of plans out there, you will pay, if you end up in the hospitals, a couple $100 or up to maybe $300 or $400, depending on the company you pick, per day for the first 5, 6, or 7 days. But there's still plans available that have a flat fee of a whole lot less than that. Now, if you stick with the PPO, you're better off than an HMO also. If you have an HMO, you have to be really strict to make sure you stay in-network. Because out of network, they'll charge you 5 arms and 4 legs. So that's an Advantage plan. And the goal here is to make sure you are covered on all those equations. Now, on top of that, with the Advantage plan, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, you can get what's called a supplement to the Advantage plan. This could be from 2 or 3 different companies. You never notice, I'm not trying to mention company names here, but you can get this is not a supplement plan like the Medigap plan or a Medicare supplement plan you would know, but this is a supplement to the Advantage plan. Now, if you're only 65, that might cost you anywhere from $49 to maybe $60 per month for the rest of your life, and the price doesn't go up. And these are guaranteed issue plans, even if you've got health problems or health challenges. Now, what the supplement plan that I promote most will pay you $350 a day for 6 days in the hospital. And that's pretty close to the limit of what people are trying to charge if they have that kind of thing on there. And to get that, you're going to pay $50 or $60 a month. Now, if you wait as long as I waited to get mine, it might be over 100 because I didn't get mine when I was 65 like an idiot. Yes, I'm an idiot sometimes myself. So it's going to pay that only that, but also pays if I have outpatient surgery, if I have outpatient major diagnostic exams, if I have an ER visit or an ambulance visit. And also pays me to make sure I get my annual wellness exam. Now, we need to talk a little bit about the wellness exam before I get to the next talk about health. Because the annual wellness exam, under the law, this is the Affordable Care Act. Under the law, your annual wellness exam should cost you zero. If anybody gets charged for having your annual wellness exam, they are charging you incorrectly. And you need to appeal that and say, hey, this is incorrect. So when you go out to have your annual checkup, say, hey, I want this to be my annual wellness exam. And they will make sure that you are taken care of properly. And the prices will be zero. If that includes mammogram and pap smear, even a colonoscopy, if you are of need of that. Now, that's, by the way, those colonoscopies are free until between the age of 50 and 75. So this is the last year I can get a free colonoscopy. And I had one this year and it said I'm pretty healthy. I don't know why I am so healthy, but I guess I was the middle child in my family and I got ignored. You know, my brother's got Parkinson's disease and heart disease and all kinds of joint problems. And my sister was a true hippie. I was the middle child and got ignored. And for some reason, I seem to be healthier than most of my family. So what we need here is for you to understand how we can resolve your problems. You can get a couple $100 a month on top of the $174.70 for 2024. It's going to be higher for 2025, I'm sure. And for some reason, I don't have that data yet. But you can get a supplement plan from several different companies that's going to pay those smaller bills and the bigger bills if going in the hospital with this separate plan. You have to file to get the money back. And as long as you're doing it honestly, you'll get your money back and some. Now, they send a check to you. They don't send it to the hospital. Again, this is available from several different companies. And I practically have that. You can also get a plan, as I mentioned to you earlier, if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, the expensive things could be the hospitalization, although they even at $250 a day for 7 days, that does cut off after 7 days, and there's no charge after that. But I tend to try to pick people and show them plans that's going to charge them a flat fee no matter if they're in their day, a week, a month, or a year. And that's the only thing you'll be charged while you're there, unless the hospital charges you for TV or something, or if you go down to the snack bar and eat something down there. So what we try to do here is set up a plan for you that's going to cost you as little as possible. The disadvantage, I know I'm running back and forth here between supplement and advantage plan. The disadvantage of a supplement plan is the price goes up for the rest of your life. I can't tell you how many people call me on the phone and say, oh, this supplement plan has cost me $200, $300, $400, $500 now a month. And it keeps going up every blessed year. So what their goal here is to try to make sure you get something that, because when you get retired and you're on Medicare, I'm not retired yet, but I will be eventually, your income doesn't go up regularly. It stays pretty steady. But, you know, we have inflation no matter what government is in Washington, D.C. And right now we seem to have Jimmy Carter too, as far as inflation goes. So our goal here is to get you in a plan that's going to take care of you and even the big bills. I have a plan in case I have internal malignant cancer that's going to pay me. Actually, I have two different plans for this because I have a family history of this kind of thing. It's not as bad as some people. I've only had a couple of people in the family with cancer, but after seeing people getting treated for this, it worries me. So my goal is not to be in that situation. So I'll get paid $80,000 if I have internal malignant cancer. That's cash that comes to me so I can make sure I keep running and operating even though I'm sick. I also have the same thing if I have a heart attack or stroke. It doesn't pay me as much for some strokes, but it does pay extra money. Now, I currently have I just signed another 5-year lease. So even though I'm 75, I'll be working until I'm at least 80, unless something happens. And I think the Lord wants me to keep working because I not only help people with their health insurance and Medicare insurance at 570-606-3236 or bobparkerhealth.com. I also have been very involved in helping an orphanage in Haiti. Yeah, I know we've had a lot of bad press in the last couple of weeks about Haiti and in one town in the country here where they have a lot of illegal Haitians sitting there. And one of the candidates said that some of those Haitians are eating pets. Well, I got to tell you, I've been to Haiti twice. I'd like to go again, but it's a very, very dangerous country, and I'm not the right color. But I help take care of an orphanage down there with several hundred kids in it. And my goal here on a regular basis is to, that's what the total number of kids since I work there. On a regular basis, they have about 55. But they grow older and they move on. But the economy down there is a disaster area. It really is. So there are, you know, people down there will eat pets. They eat rats, they eat mice, they eat whatever they can get to keep them alive. Luckily, it's a tropical island, so if they are smart, they know how to look for food and fish for food. But even water can be expensive because it's not, they don't have good water all over the place. And the whole country is now run by gangs. The government's totally dysfunctional. But this is what else I do. My goal here is to help you get a good coverage plan and to be able to help continue to help this orphanage down in Haiti. So what we try to do here is be in a situation that we can sit down with you either face-to-face or in a Zoom call. If you don't know Zoom, you go on the internet, you see me, and you see everything I'm showing you, or just a telephone call. I can do either one, and I try to do it on a regular basis. My goal here is to do this to help you personally and make sure you have a plan. And I'm also available 24/7, as long as you don't call me at 2 in the morning, if you have a crisis, if something goes wrong. You know, my goal is to help you stay healthy and not cost you, put you in a situation where you go bankrupt. When my wife broke both of her heels, we avoided bankruptcy because we had supplemental coverage on top of the $20,000 deductible, which isn't available anymore. So I'm going to move back into health more in a second or two. I've talked about weight loss and how to burn calories. What you got to realize here on weight loss is how important it is. Your body was not made and set up for you being 300 pounds and you're only 5'10" or 5'5" or 5 foot even. You know, your body has got organs in there just like the car. And if you overload the car is not going to operate right. And that's what happens if you get overweight. Again, I have never been as overweight as my brother or my sister, although my sister's back down now again. My brother's finally gotten down, but it's because he's pretty much forced to stay home. He has Parkinson's disease, and life isn't as fun as it used to be because he can't even drive anymore. But the Lord has continued to keep him functioning, and he spends a lot of time on Facebook and reading the internet. So he can still read and can still function, but he also gets health problems. And the goal here of what we try to do to talk about health is realize that if you're overweight, and 66%, depending on who you look, of the American public is overweight, and as much as 33% is obese. But the organs you've got in there, just like an oil filter in a car, and just like the brakes you have on your car, only function not very well if you've got all that extra weight on you. So you can lose the weight, and now you can go to your doctor and get one of those really expensive drugs, or you can follow what I'm telling you here. Number one, start eating more vegetables. I had a pastor who hated vegetables. Anyway, he did end up having a heart attack, and hopefully he's still healthy now. He was one of the first took me to Haiti, in fact. He was down there, and I swear we were all enjoying all kinds of great food, and he wanted just the meat we were having. And we had a lot of lamb and goat down there, but we were in a hotel. And actually, the year we were down there, a number of years ago, the Philadelphia Eagles were down there right next to us in the same hotel. So a lot of the girls that were there from our church were really excited about all those Eagles down there. So, you know, think seriously about your situation here. I know you've heard this lecture 1,000 times.
You gotta lose weight. My doctor says lose weight.
I still remember when I was a child, I lived in Camden, Wyoming, Delaware. And the doctor down there, his name was Dr. Neese. He's long gone. He's probably be 150, but still alive today. But he'd tell everybody to lose weight, but he was very overweight. It was something else. But that was back in the 1950s and 1960s. So, you know, there wasn't as much focus on weight loss. You know, you can use weight loss, whole kinds of weight loss organizations that help you lose weight also. And you really need to get down so that your body has the function and knows how to move forward on this whole system, because otherwise your body's going to break down early. You will probably live the same age as your parents unless you've done a better job taking care of yourself. I'm currently about the same age as my dad passed. My brother's a little older than my dad when he passed. But our goal here is to be in a situation that you are not going to be in that situation. So if I come see you, I'm not going to talk to you about losing weight. Your doctor's going to talk to you about that. But if you ask me questions about it, I will send you the information. For instance, if you want that information I told you about, the American Medical Association is saying some people are going blind by taking those super expensive medical shots for weight loss, I will send you a copy of that. You can call me at 570-606-3236 or go to bobparkerhealth.com, and then you'll be really rocking and rolling. So we're going to get back into some very simple, basic stuff about how you get health insurance and Medicare insurance. We'll talk about Medicare in particular because health insurance open enrollment period isn't here yet. We're in what's called the annual enrollment period for Medicare Advantage. So our goal here is to be in a situation that when you turn 65, if you've worked 10 years and paid Medicare insurance costs on your payroll taxes. We have taxes. Everybody pays taxes. What happens is you end up getting credit to be able to get Social Security. And if you get Social Security, you have 40 quarters worth of working credits. You can get Part A for free. Part A is your hospitalization. And this year, 2024, the deductible is $1,600. And Part B is 80-20, which costs you $174.70 for making less than $120,000 as an individual this year. Call me on the phone. I can talk to you about specifics on other family or couples. And what you do then, that only pays that basic thing. Now, you have a choice, but you have to go to Social Security. You can go to Medicare.gov and register or call Social Security on the phone or go to the Social Security office. There's Social Security offices all over Pennsylvania. Every crack has a Social Security office. Now, personally, I work on the internet all the time, but I am not a big fan of making sure that that is the case when a car is going to the Social Security office and getting your A and B properly done. So you can call them on the phone and you can set an appointment up with them. And sometimes they call back and sometimes they don't. But if you go down to a local Social Security office and you go early in the morning, you sit there, you might have to wait for an hour, but you can talk to somebody and they'll get you registered for your A and B card. Now, once you get your A and B card, this doesn't have Social Security numbers on it anymore. It has special Medicare numbers, which are a combination of letters and numbers. Then you can talk to a agent like me or agents like all over the state, health markets. We have a lot of agents around, and we can help you get health insurance or Medicare insurance, and we do it every single day. We also help you get life insurance if you want it, and if you're a senior, you can get what's called a final expense plan. If you're less than that, you can get a full whole life plan or all kinds of life insurance policies. I'm not going to get into a lot of life insurance here today. The goal here is to get you covered so that if you get sick or injured or die, you're taken care of. Now, what happens in life, though, is you get really complicated. Oh, but I think I want to keep working after 65. Well, you can do that, too. You don't have to take Medicare, but I would suggest you seriously look at what a Medicare plan will cost you and the benefits you get compared to if you have a plan on your company plan. If you turn 65 and you've had 10 quarters, they will give you Medicare Part A for nothing, which will pay part of your hospital bill, even though you're on your company plan. And it's worthwhile to have that extra coverage. So I would suggest you seriously do that. Now, what happens, though, if you compare the prices? Most group plans have deductibles, something called co-insurance, and then out-of-pocket maximum. Now, there's an out-of-pocket maximum list for a Medicare Advantage plan, too, but the regular hospital visits aren't going to get you there. The only thing that's going to get you there is if you have to have a lot of outpatient chemotherapy. And I told you can get supplement plans to cover that. But you don't want to do that in a situation that will put you in danger of having a lot of bills. So get an Advantage plan and get a supplement plan to the Advantage plan. Get it young and you won't have any big bills. And it's going to be worthwhile. And eat well. Lose weight. I'm not going to get back into health stories again. Next week, we'll talk about a whole lot more different kind of health stories, not just weight loss. Because I probably get 100 emails a day about different health problems, health questions. And what I report to you on the radio station about health is only things that are documented back from, particularly for studies from all over the world. And my goal here is to do this in such a way that you're not going to be in a tight spot. So call us at 570-606-3236 or come see us if you're in Northeast PA. Or I've had people come from Allentown and Reading and Montgomeryville all the way up to see us, because you can walk right into our store and talk to somebody. Hopefully someone will be there other than Pat. And you're much better off if you call, though, and set up an appointment. That way you won't be on top of somebody else, because we are very busy this time of year. During the annual enrollment period, we actually do about 75% of our volume. That's from October 15th till December 15th. December 15th is when January 1st plans for pre-65ers start. And December 7th is when Medicare annual enrollment starts. Now, in the first quarter of every year, Medicare open enrollment starts. So you can actually change the plan in the first quarter next year if you're on Medicare Advantage plans. And you always are guaranteed issue on those plans. No matter how sick you've been, no matter how much it's cost you, you can always change an Advantage plan. And every year they change. So it's definitely worth looking at that, to say the least. You know, my goal here is to get you in a situation where you're not going to be tight. You're going to be in a good shape and able to take care of yourself and pay your bills. So, as I mentioned, get your Part A and Part B card, and then seriously study it. Now, when you turn 65, you're going to start getting a book from the government, from the Center for Medicare Services. That's a government book. It's not a sales book. It's going to really instruct you on how Medicare works. Not a lot of people read it, but it's an excellent book. That's for sure. You know, my goal here is so that you understand what you have, as I've said over and over again. Again, I've been doing this for a little over 3 decades. So what you've got to get here is get that Medicare card and get yourself lined up so that you're able to talk to an agent. And please, seriously think about this. You're going to get phone calls from all over the country. How is somebody in Florida or Washington State or Texas or California or Alaska going to help you with your Medicare plan if you something goes wrong and doesn't work? See local agents that are close enough you can drive to see them if necessary. It might be a couple hours to see them, but you can see them live face to face. You're better off that way. Although a lot of my co-agents with our company I work with do everything on the phone. I don't. I try to see you face to face, whether it's in a Zoom call or in your home or in my office or a local restaurant. Now that's on Medicare. Now I've got a few more minutes. I'm going to talk about pre-65 and Obamacare. So the year Obamacare went into effect, I remember going to a business meeting for an organization called BNI in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. That's in eastern PA, not far from the Jersey border. And I had a chart. I still have this chart. And I showed people the prices on this chart. The company that I showed on that chart no longer exists. Most of the companies that were in health insurance before Obamacare started got out of it because the government changed everything so dramatically, quite dramatically. In those days, we had almost no co-insurance situations, had deductibles. Well, what's happened since Obamacare started is when it started 13 years ago, your out-of-pocket maximum was $6,500. This year in 2024, it's $9,450. We've all gone up 50% in our wages, right? I don't think so, but that's what happened. So the plans, when I was in that meeting, I showed these prices, and I said, these prices are going to go right through the roof, so get expected. And I had a guy say, you're just a blah, 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 Republican. I wasn't. I was a Democrat at the time. But, in fact, Joe Biden, back when I was in Delaware, had been to my house about 3 times. But that was 50 years ago. No, 40 years ago at that time. Anyway, I knew what was going to be in the Obamacare law and how it was going to work. And the prices have gone up. So a 63-year-old at that time, the prices you could get were about $125 without government help. And the most expensive plans were about twice that. In today's world, for a 63-year-old, I'm only using that as an example because those are the most expensive ones. We get to 63 and 64, are about $700 and a high of about $1,200. That's per person, per month. So what's happened with the Obamacare program? You get money from the government to pay part of your premium. And that's based on your zip code, your age, your tobacco status. That's using any tobacco you want. It's going to cost you about 25% more for your health insurance. Or you get in a situation where you don't have that possibility because you're making too much money. So what you need to do is call me at 570-606-3236 or come see me. Again, the reason I bring up that giant cow, which you've heard about me talk about before, is the goal here is so you understand you can walk right into my store. The goal here is to make it very easy to get a hold of me. Now, that doesn't mean I don't have appointments. I have a lot of appointments. And our goal is to get you taken care of on a regular basis. So the goal here is to move forward and be in a position where you can take care of yourself because you have a really good plan. Now, the next few minutes I'm going to talk, and next week I'll talk a lot more about this, about people that I've helped out as far as their health insurance goes. Talk about that really expensive shot. I had a gentleman who's a customer. used to be in Jersey, and now he's in Pennsylvania, and he was paying over $400 for that really expensive shot to help him lose weight, and he lost a lot of weight. That was what his latest price was. Before that, it was down to like $47. So anyway, what happens now is he's realized what I told him about shopping any sugar, drinking a lot of green tea, and taking some extra special vitamins. I won't promote any particular brand, but there's some special vitamins out there that will help you with weight loss. And that's one customer I helped, and I helped him now for 8 or 10 years. There's another customer that I helped in the last couple of days that actually had Medicare and Medicaid together. And a lot of people are losing Medicare and Medicaid, or Medicaid, they're not losing Medicare. And what happens if you start making too much, they take Medicaid away from you, and you don't get as good of benefits. But I was able to show him how he can keep his costs down, again, by getting a good Medicare Advantage plan and getting a supplement plan on top of that. So he ends up in any big bills, he's not going to have a major problem. These are the things I do on a regular basis. I had a family come in who were all, well, he and his wife were immigrants about 20 years ago from the Arab nations. His kids came in, his daughter was dressed in all the proper clothing, and the wife was dressed, and all he did all the talking. And we got him set up, he got knocked off Medicaid, and I helped him get a plan, which was very inexpensive. He had to change doctors, though, to get a plan as low as he wanted to have a cost on. But he's been very successful at doing that, and he didn't get a supplement plan, didn't even get a dental and vision plan, but I helped him get set up on that. So what we try to do here is, and that's an example of somebody that was pre-65 doing that. Had a young couple get a hold of me, 7 months pregnant, they're married, and the baby's coming probably in the next 30 days or less, and they're making about $65,000 a year, and he took a plan with a $1,500 deductible, and out-of-pocket maximum was pretty low. And he got almost all the costs covered by the government on that plan, even though he's actually going to get a better credit for the next couple of months after the baby's born, because that baby will be in the system this year, not just next year. So what we try to do here is get you in a situation so that will be beneficial to you, and you won't have that particular problem occur to you if you have a young couple. Now, I had a lady, the daughter, I love this kind of thing, because this particular young lady got a hold of me when she was 20, she's 20 years old, and I actually used to cover her dad and mom when they lived in Pennsylvania before they got divorced. And she was only, 7 or 8 years old when I first took care of her family. So it's interesting that she's now living in Scranton and going to college. And she realized how important it is to have good health insurance coverage. And her dad says, call Bob Parker. So I got her lined up. And she got a fairly inexpensive plan and some supplements also. And I told her to take care of her teeth. That's a major problem a lot of people have. They don't take care of their teeth. It's astounding people don't take care of their teeth. I don't know what they think they're doing not taking care of their teeth. But it's really, really important that you do that. If you haven't figured that out yet, it's really, really important. So that's another person I helped recently. I'm going to see a couple of people tomorrow. I had a gentleman who had a Medicare Advantage plan. His wife used to take care of the insurance all the time, but his wife died. So they ended up in a situation where you're not always going to be able to get things taken care of by the wife if she's gone to the heavenly choir. And I've got to go see him here soon and help him get in a plan, because a lot of companies are getting out of certain areas. That includes some of the biggest companies in the world, in the country, as far as health insurance and Medicare insurance, because things have changed so dramatically by what the government's done. I'm not trying to warn you off or help you, put you in a situation where you're afraid of this situation, but if you call me on the phone at 570-606-3236 or fill out the form on bobparkerhealth.com, I can get together with you on the phone or in a Zoom call or live face-to-face, and I can help you get a plan that's going to cover you so you're not in a dangerous situation. And that's the primary goal we have pretty much universally, is to get you in that goal. You've heard me say this over and over. We'll talk about this every week, but we'll also get a lot more stories in about people that are having problems, and I've helped them out. Had a couple that's moving to West Virginia, and I'm licensed in West Virginia also, as well as Ohio, Delaware, New Jersey. And my goal there was to get there on a plan. They're not 65 yet. They're only 63 and 64. But they still have a mother in a nursing home locally who has a fairly high level of assets. And our goal there is to get them in a situation so they can do a good job for them. So these are just a few quickie stories about what I try to do to help people on their health insurance. You can go, as I've mentioned to you before, to bobparkerhealth.com. You can call me on the phone at 570-606-3236. That's our office line. I might call you back on my cell, but I make sure we call back everybody. And we try. I do this time of year pretty much 7 days a week. I have no choice because the government's made us put this whole thing together so fast and so quick. We have to get things done very quickly. So I work pretty much 7 days a week and pretty heavy hours from time to time, too. So, I am Bob Parker. I've been doing this for 33 years. If you're just listening the first time rather than the beginning of the show, and you're going to start hearing me every week here in Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and in Northeast Pennsylvania. And I really thank you for listening to me, and I hope you've enjoyed this. I try to make it fun and light from time to time. This first week, we're going to talk a whole lot more about the basics than I would normally talk and about me. We're going to try to mix some stories in from health on a regular basis. Like next week, we'll probably talk a lot about the disaster that happened in North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Kentucky, and what you can do to protect yourself against that kind of disaster. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed week.